As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The NBA held the first round of its draft on Tuesday. Washington, selecting number one overall, took BYU star A.J. DeBonta. Then Darren Peterson from Kansas went to the Utah Jazz. And Memphis at number three got Duke's Cameron Vuser. The Trailblazers' new head coach is Mike Anori, who is a Minnesota assistant. Anori reportedly gets a one-year deal plus two team options in the lone WNBA game. New York won at Las Vegas, 87-76. The NFL decided not to hold a supplemental draft this year, so quarterback Brendan Sorsby will not be in the league this season. NCAA Division I approved a new five-year eligibility model. At the World Cup, late-night wins for Croatia and Colombia. Ghana tied England 0-0, and Portugal shut out Uzbekistan 5-0. In Major League Baseball, the White Sox, despite only three hits, edged Cleveland 2-1. Philadelphia won 14-9 at Washington.
Eric Church, live in concert. The California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year. Funny how
melody sounds. Don't miss Eric Church.
What I've drank in my hand.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Republican Party of San Luis Obispo releases statement on Eradicate MAGA remarks. Cambria man arrested for possession of child sexual abuse material. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Luis Obispo County Republican Party has released a statement in response to a quote from SLO County Democratic Party Chair Tom Folks during a town hall on June 6th. Folks was quoted by the San Luis Obispo Tribune saying, "We care about our community and we want to eradicate MAGA from every corner of our democracy." The statement from the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo says they strongly reject this type of rhetoric and asked the elected officials who attended the event to clarify whether they support or reject the statement. The release also says, "We encourage all citizens of San Luis Obispo County to reject divisive rhetoric and recommit themselves to the principles of civil discourse, mutual respect, and democratic participation." The county sheriff's office arrested a Cambria man for the possession of child sexual abuse material. Sheriff's Office served a warrant for a residence on the 400 block of Layton Street on June 10th, related to an investigation that began in April. The suspect was identified as 45-year-old Roberto Mercado Leonardo of Cambria. He was arrested for possessing more than 600 images of child sexual abuse material. He has been released from the county jail after posting bail. It is undetermined if there are any local victims associated with the suspect. Pass Robles Area Groundwater Authority reviewing appeals to landowner fee study. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The Pass Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In Praga's previous meeting, they approved the Prop 26 groundwater sustainability fee, authorizing the placement of charges on the county property tax roll at a rate of $22.90 per acre foot of consumptive groundwater use. In its meeting this afternoon, the board will review the 30 appeals they received regarding the calculations of these fees. Staff is recommending the board to approve 12 of the appeals. The agenda contains a detailed summary of each appeal. Which appeal the calculated amount of groundwater use, claim the consumed fees are not groundwater, or challenge the fees authority. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. City of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park is coming up next weekend. As part of this annual tradition is an entertainment lineup announced by the city yesterday. Guests can look forward to an evening of live music alongside a fun zone and food trucks, and then its spectacular fireworks finale. Entertainment will kick off at 5:30 p.m. with Garden Party, local musicians performing classics from the 60s and 70s. Afterwards, at 7:15, we'll be stepping out, taking the stage with high-energy hits from artists such as Bruno Mars, Selena, and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Immediately following the musical performances will be a special patriotic tribute. This will feature a presentation of colors by the North County Veterans Color Guard, followed by a live performance of the national anthem. The city of Morro Bay has announced its Independence Weekend festivities. Starting July 3rd will be a festival featuring a concert by the Molly Ringwald Project, food trucks, a floating bar, and a drone show at the Tidelands Park. Then on the 4th of July will be a family fun day with a bike parade from Morro Creek Bridge. There will be carnival games, a hot dog eating contest, live music, and family contests. Throughout the weekend will also be Art in the Park at the Morro Bay City Park, featuring 100-plus artists and makers and Waterfront Market, with over 30 local vendors selling homemade and baked goods at Giovanni's Fish Market parking lot. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Athletics 3-1, the Padres over the Braves 7-6, the Angels beat the Orioles 5-1, Dodgers over the Twins 12-3, the Yankees beat the Tigers 4-3. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Giants, the Padres will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Twins, the Angels will go against the Orioles, the Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, the state of California says it intends to file a lawsuit against the Trump administration over its deal to end an offshore wind project proposed to the Central Coast. Attorney General Rob Bonta said the state won't stand by as the Trump administration, quote, illegally strikes deals to kill offshore wind projects and replace them with more windfalls for his fossil fuel friends. California government officials have announced they have placed a historic housing affordability bond on the November 2026 ballot. The bond is valued at about $11.25 billion. The Imperial County Board of Supervisors recently walked back a decision to approve the combination of several tracts of land for a 1 million square foot data center facility in Southern California. A 45-day moratorium has been declared. The board will form a public commission to advise the county on zoning policies for the facilities. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. What should farm management software cost? Well, free sounds pretty good. For years, AgView Solutions offered farmers business tools through paid spreadsheets. But the company recently took a different approach with their new software. Shea Folk says making Farm Profit Manager free helped more farmers to improve their decision-making and created more demand for the company's consulting.
We kept getting a lot of feedback of people saying, look, I'm tired of all the subscriptions. I'm tired of this amount of money on an annual basis to have a tool that I want to just work and make simple decisions with. As I went through the thought process on that, it's like, okay, so what happens if we get this tool in more people's hands? More people are making better business decisions. And when they can make better financial business decisions, now they're in a place to tackle the bigger challenges that needs the human element, the transition planning, the doubling your farm size, the new business venture that you want to be a part of, figuring out how to collaborate with another farm operation. Those are the pieces that more people that have this piece of the puzzle figured out, the more demand there's going to be for our business.
Learn more at agviewsolutions.com.
Are you a cattle or sheep producer looking to market to a nationwide audience? If so, the consignment deadline for Western Video Market's 37th annual July sale in Reno is June 25th. Don't miss your chance to market your livestock in one of our nation's premier video auctions, July 13th through the 15th in Reno, Nevada. Reach top buyers from across the country. Contact your local Western Video Market rep today or visit WVMcattle.com. Western Video Market, let the professionals go to work for you.
When you see a cloud of flies over your herd, you're not just seeing flies. You're seeing lost weight gain and lost profit. Horn flies can drain cattle performance. SmartLick fly control supplements use Clarify larvicide or Altacid IGR to break the fly cycle where it starts. No spraying, no gathering cattle. Just put out the tub and protect your cattle. Treat the problem. Protect your profits. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. In 2017, as dozens of wildfires ravaged California's wine country, University of California Davis researcher Natalia Pinzon witnessed the devastation firsthand. The experience showed Pinzon the necessity of including farmers and ranchers in the state's wildfire preparedness and mitigation efforts. She said farmers play an important part in preventing wildfires by reducing wildfire fuels, for example. They also create the social infrastructure that is so important during disaster response, Pinzon told AgAlert in an interview. During a disaster, what we need most for immediate response is integrated social networks and integrated communities that can leverage existing resources quickly and mobilize. That can make a huge difference for a community's ability to survive an event like this. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds at 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 70s on Tuesday, 79 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices retreated today. Brent crude, the global benchmark, dipped to the $73 a barrel mark. It closed at $72 just before the Iran conflict. And West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil, has dipped to $69. But also, new home sales were disappointing in May, slipping 7.3% to the lowest level since January. Economists were expecting an increase in new home sales last month. Tech stocks are recovering ground after the two-day sell-off wiped 4% off the NASDAQ, though chip designer Cerebras Systems reported a disappointing quarter, and that stock is down 13%. The Dow Jones Industrials will add Google's parent Alphabet to its index on Monday. Alphabet shares up more than 1%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Poselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. This will take place Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. He's been 40 years ahead of the science, and you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and lots more. Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the seven laws of radiant overall health, as well as some of the issues and concerns about the myths of this protein revolution. So sign up now. You can go for more information. That's info at GaryWhiting.com or call 530-410-5270. And good luck with that. It's 25 minutes after 8.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Yesterday, we brought George Armstrong Custer up to the edge of the Little Bighorn Battle. Today, we'll take him over the brink. George Armstrong Custer was a man of action who wasn't afraid to take risks. Barely avoiding being expelled from West Point, he graduated 34th in a class of 34. But as a commander during the Civil War, he excelled, rising to the rank of Brigadier General in just 1 year. After the Civil War, he ended up a lieutenant colonel in charge of the newly formed 7th Cavalry. When in 1876 a great expedition against the Sioux and Cheyenne was formed, Custer found himself in Washington, D.C., testifying in a military corruption case and at odds with President Grant, calling on every tactic possible, including getting on his knees and crying before General Terry. Custer was finally returned to the 7th. As had happened before, Custer felt a great military victory would get him out of the doghouse. And maybe, if it's great enough, slingshot him into the White House. A battle plan was devised, of which the 7th was just a small element. But Custer pushed his men relentlessly to be ahead of all the other units. He didn't even want to share the glory. On Sunday morning, June 25, 1876, Custer saw the enemy, and although his scouts had said the Indians were as many as blades of grass, he used two tactics that had always worked before. He divided his forces and yelled, "Charge!" 2 days later, General Terry's units arrived at the battlefield. At first, they thought they saw dead buffalo on the ground. It was Custer and his men dead. Over the years, Custer has been thought of both as a great military hero and a fool disliked and distrusted by his men. Could it be that he was both? You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Looking for a fun night out? Join your Republican Party for a movie night fundraiser featuring the blockbuster Independence Day. Aliens attack Earth on the 4th of July, and America's best hope is a brave pilot, a brilliant scientist, and the U.S. president. Thursday, June 25th at Republican headquarters, Atascadero. Doors open at 5:30, movie at 6:15, pizza, popcorn, and the movie for a $20 donation. Bring your family and friends. We'll see you there. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com. Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free. So come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The City of Paso Robles' 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park is coming up next weekend. As part of its annual tradition is an entertainment lineup announced by the city yesterday. Guests can look forward to a green party at 5:30 p.m. and stepping out at 7:15 p.m. Before the fireworks celebration will be a presentation of colors and a live performance of the national anthem. San Luis Obispo County Republican Party has released a statement in response to a quote from Slo County Democratic Party Chair Tom Folks during a town hall, where he said, quote, "We want to eradicate MAGA from every corner of our democracy." The Republican Party statement says they strongly reject this type of rhetoric and ask the elected officials who attended the event to clarify whether they support or reject the statement. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump says no nukes are Iran, discussing the process with Fox's Trey Yinks in a phone call.
The president told Trey that U.S. inspectors will join the IAEA, but there's no rush to get them in. He also revealed that the sanctions relief that was announced earlier this week will go toward about $500 million worth of U.S. goods for the Iranian people.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Iran balking at inspections until after that peace is declared. Brent crude oil prices lower than when the war began. Drivers still paying more to fill up. President Trump blames big oil. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Mercer telling Fox.
President's not uncertain about what tomorrow is going to bring. So he's telling them lower it, because I assure you those $73 barrels of oils are going to stay consistent.
AAA reporting on average, a gallon of regular gas remains at $3.92 nationwide. Gas stations generally set their own prices. America's listening to Fox News.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious Premium Prelude King or Premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s. Clear tonight for the most part. Overnight lows right around 50. Then we'll be in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Monday, maybe mid-80s, and then upper 70s Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 11 up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 63. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding doors, swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Couple of reminders. Coming up this afternoon on Will Cain, the first part of the show, he's going to have Steve Hilton. He is the Republican candidate for governor here in the Golden State. So take a listen to that. And then on Sound Off this afternoon, Karen will have on Kathy Walker and Carolyn Smith discussing some things or conflicts that are happening at Cal Poly, and a very interesting story, and we'll see what happens, if anything, to people who are, or at least one person, doing something that's, well, not ethical. But this is San Luis Obispo County, so what the heck. All right, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-577-5238 KPRL.
We're going to talk about jobs. We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about schools. Pop, pop, pop. Jab, jab, jab.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All righty, whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Okay, let's see here. How many kids graduate from high school every year in the United States? Anybody have an idea? Well, I'll tell you. It's approximately 3.8 to 3.9 million. And depending on the state, the rates are, you know, fairly high. Well, I guess not fairly. They are. California, it's about 87% of the kids graduate. Now, when you have states like New Hampshire and West Virginia, it's 94. District of Columbia is 76.1. You can think for yourself on some of these. But I guess kind of the point is, if you have almost 4 million kids graduating, how big a deal is that? How big a deal is it? 4 million. All right. Also, do kids get left back? It's less common than it used to be. And so, you know, some states such as Florida, South Carolina, and Tennessee have strict read to success legislation. Now, under these laws, students who fail to demonstrate basic reading proficiency by the end of third grade are typically held back. Mm-hmm. In higher grades, middle and high school, schools often practice social promotion, which means advancing students to the next grade with their peers, regardless of the failing grades. The consensus on educational forums show that educators and administrators actively avoid holding older kids back. They don't give the reason, but it doesn't look good now. But here is one of the things you need to understand or consider. Hi, we'll go to the phone line, though. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I apologize for the other day. I was in a hurry. Anyway, I have a question for Mr. Folks. He wants us to go back to runaway inflation and bad environment in our schools and all that, I guess, by getting rid of the policies that the Republicans have instituted. Is that my question to him?
Well, what are we going back to?
Well, that's what he wants. He doesn't want to go the direction we're going.
Well, then he wants to stay where we are, is what you're saying. He doesn't want to go back because he is of the party that helped create a lot of this mess.
Well, that's right. But the mess is not as bad now as it was during Biden.
Well, the results won't be seen, but I understand your point. But here's a question to throw out is, does anybody think that Tom Folks is going to apologize?
Oh, you and I will be dead.
Well, do you think anybody from, because he's kind of the lead here, one of the leads anyway, in the county from the Democratic Party, do you think anybody in that organization is going to even push him, number one, or themselves to say this isn't nice?
No, because, you know, when they were protesting on Vine Street one month, there was a kid, an adult, he had this sign, and you know what it said? Kill Trump. And what kind of attitude is that? And in that teacher or coach, she said Kurt got what he deserved. I mean, and they condone all that stuff. This kind of attitude is not American. It's not American, in my opinion.
Well, it's interesting how some schools across the country that had, you know, similar situations regarding Charlie Kirk, and they either suspended or, in some cases, fired the teachers. Now, in our state, in our school district, they basically said she had the right because it was on personal time.
And because it's protected by freedom of speech. Well, there's a limit to freedom of speech. You and I know that. You don't encourage killing people as a form of free speech.
Well, I guess my point about these other school or these situations is these people were doing this on their free time too, but the school districts determined that they are still representing the school district, so therefore you're no longer wanted.
That's right. Well, I didn't go to the school board meeting because it's become a futile attempt to try and get them to listen to the public. I mean, it's like our city council. I mean, John Hammond and Bruce Gibson, obviously, they couldn't run again because they don't care about the public opinion. The public opinion is against everything that they've put forth and advocated for, and yet, anyway, they're done, and I'm glad they're done.
Well, the damage is done, though.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean we as Americans have recovered before, and we will again, but people like Folks are not helping. That's right, hindering.
Right. Okay.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, let's see. On the email, holding kids back, parents can choose to hold the kids back. I did. My son, yes, he was the oldest in his grade, but he did well after that, especially boys need that extra year of maturity. Well, in some cases, yes. But here's what I was getting at regarding the parental and administrative resistance. Now, schools frequently avoid retaining students due, listen closely, to lack of resources. What the heck does that mean? concerns about the negative impact on a student's self-esteem. How's their self-esteem going to be if they're not supposed to go forward, so they're not ready? They're not going to be able to even catch up or maintain with the grade that they're being pushed into. How's that going to work for their self-esteem? That's, and also the paper trail. Well, that's the district's damn job. But parents can formally appeal or request retention themselves, so that's good to know. All right, let's see here on the text. It's a long, let me see here. Regarding our local schools, my younger sons, who are now about 30, struggled to get through school, not because they were dumb, but because they weren't motivated to do the work. There was a noticeable difference once they got into fourth grade. My son wouldn't do the homework, or would do it and did not bother to turn it in. The teacher would allow him to turn in his work in late for full credit. He and his little brother learned how to breeze through the whole semester and then cram the final week get it all done and turned in. It was very hard. We tried everything to get them to get it turned in, but we just didn't have the school support. This trend continued into high school right up until they graduated. They weren't lazy. They had jobs as soon as they were old enough, even mowing lawns and feeding pets for neighbors. One of my kids didn't have to do the art project if he could beat the teacher in chess. He did. He passed. Luckily, they graduated and did pretty well on the ASVAB. Both immediately went on to serve our country. Well, good. Good. But my point is that this has been going on a long time where teachers, the pressure was put on. And again, with threats of suits or even, part of the suits would be discrimination because you're holding my kid back or you're giving him bad grades. There is, and what's really interesting is over the years with the many teachers that I've met, that the parents would be the ones in many cases making excuses for the kids. Now, I guess depending on what your family background was like or whatever, I don't want to continue to say, but I can't imagine that being the case. Now, maybe some parents weren't aware of the full assignments, which gets me to this one. I don't know how many of you have heard about this fifth grade class in, I think it's in New York, where the elementary school, they had a play or whatever it was called. They pantomime getting shot by cops and ice ages. It was a performance. It says shocking some parents and educators, and the police were not too happy about it. There was a stage performance in this auditorium dedicated to different cultural groups in fourth grade. After fourth graders recited Native American poetry, the fifth graders took to the stage. The 10 and 11-year-olds danced to Glory by John Legend and rapper, I don't know what this stuff is, but anyway, with lyrics about Ferguson, Missouri, that was the Michael Brown shooting. The incident sparked nationwide, well, you remember that. Anyway, in unison, the students collapsed to the stage, staring straight up at the ceiling if they had been shot. They went down on one knee, mimicking Colin Kaepernick, who made the gesture, if you remember, in that NFL game. At the end of the performance, students rushed to the stage carrying signs proclaiming, "Ice out, respect LGBTQ," and a whatever it is, "Terrorism has no religion," and one place guard said, "No place for anti-Semitism." It's said that parents and educators were outraged. I'm sure that most of us were in school plays. Chris, were you in a school play?
Not necessarily.
What do you mean, not necessarily?
Well, not like an elementary school play. I think we did some performances, but they weren't plays.
Okay, were you on stage at any point in when you were going to school?
Yes.
Okay, so you were performing something?
Yes.
Okay. I'm assuming that you had to practice for it.
Yes.
Was it during one particular class, or did you have to practice after school so your parents were aware that you weren't coming home or anything?
For high school drama, it was after school. For the elementary school performances that we did, I think it was during class time. We would just go to the auditorium.
Okay, so again, being a little sarcastic here, if it was the high school, your parents didn't care if you were coming home straight after school anyway.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. That's because, you know, we're in high school and your parents probably don't want to deal with us at that age anyway, so I get it. Oh, I guess my point is that these are fifth graders, and I'm assuming that they told their parents that they were going to be in this performance, whatever you want to call it. And did the parents even think to ask or knew anything about that was taking place here? And then when this happens, the kids are pretending they've been shot by police officers. And they're outraged because they didn't know about it? That's one of the first things I thought about when I saw that. I said, oh, that seems kind of strange, but I, you know, again, most of us can't remember about, you know, did our parents know about it? I don't know. I know one thing after I did one school, whatever it was, something Hawaii, and I still remember the line in it, "Welcome to Hawaii." That was it. And I think on that sterling performance that I had, my parents realized I wasn't going into acting. So, welcome to Hawaii. I was in one of those, I don't know, outfits or something like that. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Anything that's maybe on your mind. All right, so getting back to this, for those of you that are in homeowner associations, that is a solution to stop the fee hikes. Because some of these associations, they are, shall we say, getting a little behind the curve because they need to, whatever they do with their home association money, they need more of it. You know, things are more expensive, and again, each homeowners association is a little different and so forth. So anyway, so a lot of people around the state are complaining about the homeowners association fees that they're going up. In some cases, for example, in down south in San Diego, they're lifting the fees from $100 a month to $550. Now, that's quite a hike. That's quite a hike. So there is a measure, Senate Bill 1007, that would curb how much associations could increase members' dues each year. It's the latest bill targeting these HOAs and how they levy fees in the legislation season in its attempt to address housing affordability. The crackdowns have been mostly successful and bipartisan. However, the people in Sacramento or someone wants us to stop and cap them. Here's something I had no idea. Nationwide, 60% of all new single-family homes, this is in 2024, were in HOAs. Wow. That's up from 46% in 2009. That's according to the Census Bureau. Now, more than a third of California residents live in one, including about 65% of all California homeowners. I would have thought it was something like 5% or something like that. I'm not even close on this one. Okay, because I was thinking, well, you know, my assumption was that most people live in homeowners association is that they probably live in pretty nice areas, usually gated, maybe. But apparently I am dead wrong on that. Wow. All right, Californians, this is, again, this is the median monthly fees in HOAs in California. Again, according to the Census Bureau, is $300. Now, in some areas, which you can imagine, the Bay Area and some areas of Los Angeles, it could be several thousand dollars a month. Now, in these HOAs, the maintenance, repair, and insurance expenses are divided among homeowners after elected board members determine annual budget. Some funds go towards routine upkeep for things like pools, clubhouses, or golf courses, while others are set aside for major projects such as roof repairs. The schools ought to think about that. Anyway, that's pretty amazing. So there could be some relief on the way, but if the dues are capped and you need the new roof or something's wrong with the pool, how do you get the money? Because the cost of doing those things ain't going down. It ain't going down. So anyway, if you're in a HOA, you might want to look at this bill and see what else maybe headed your way. All right, let's see what's not headed our way, but already headed our way. 1964, on this day, many of you will remember, and many of you didn't care. The Federal Trade Commission announced that beginning the next year, 65, cigarette packages will require health warnings. And then it was such an important and health issue in the United States. One is they waited a year, that it wasn't until 1971 that those ads went away, the ads went away on television. Again, you may remember that. Also on this day, the first official UFO report. This was in 1947. And we've had, a couple of more since then. Let's see here. What else? what else do we have here? 1982, the United States Supreme Court rules that the president could not be sued for actions taken while in office. In 1948, President Harry Truman signs the act providing for the registration of men between the ages of 18 and 25. The previous act had expired in March of 1947, and Truman felt that the peacetime army could not attract the numbers that it needed to uphold its global commitments. So thus, he decided to do that. This day, a pretty important day for still many people, although we always have those, I ain't watching that no more, I'm not watching it anymore, et cetera, that the NFL, the National Football League, it was formed, it was the American Professional Football Conference, and that was in 1920, it became the National Football League, which, by the way, not football, but baseball. I don't know how many of you are interested in the All-Star game that's coming up and the Home Run Derby. I didn't watch the Home Run Derby for many years, but I'm back to watching it. However, the Home Run Derby this year, from what I understand, is only going to be on Netflix. So for those of us that don't spend the extra money, you will not be able to watch it. Once again, a great way to get fans and keep fans. Don't air something that is, the Home Run Derby is very popular, and it is fun to watch. Anyway, just a warning, so when you turn it on or go to try to turn it on during the All-Star break, unless you have Netflix, you're not going to be able to watch it.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The County Sheriff's Office arrested a Cambria man, 45-year-old Roberto Mercado Leonardo, for possessing more than 600 images of child sexual abuse material. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In this afternoon's meeting, the board will review the 30 appeals they received regarding the calculations of fees. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen will have on Kathy Walker and Carolyn Smith discussing some issues down there at Cal Poly and around the area. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.